WONYONY on to New York.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Well, Joel Frank, WONY Oneonta, and the boys are back in town. Me, Joel Frank, and Silas Pearl Frank. This year is the first year that we have been back in town by ourselves since 2011, I think. Because for the past 12 years, we have been so lucky and fortunate to have a rotating guest of people that have made this weekend just so memorable. And we're missing them today. Marshall, Jeff, Kevin, and others who usually make up the boys crew. And we do have Marvin with us, too. We're very happy to have Mars here. I hope I didn't let the cat out of the bag there.
No, it's totally fine. Hi, everyone.
Yeah, and we're really happy to have Marvin here because it's been a long time since I operated the board. And in the studio, we have listening Neil and Kim and Woody and Donna and Amelia and Tim and Jenny O. Gosh, who is a real human now. I haven't seen her in quite some time. We're really happy to see her. And listening, we, of course, have Marshall and Jeff and Kevin. And from the 4,000-strong protest in Syracuse, my bride, my beloved Andrea, and whoever's with her listening, and anybody else in the airwaves, we're going to have some fun this afternoon. We're going to be taking some calls. We're going to be playing some music. And then, like every year, it's going to be gone in a flash. But speaking briefly, there are 4,000 people protesting in Syracuse. There are a number of people protesting here at the soon-to-be-dedicated Al Gullidoro band stage, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. They're here in Syracuse causing great traffic jam downtown. Took us a little bit longer to get up to the studio than usual because of that. And protests are not new in our country. I think we were a country that was certainly born out of protest, and makes me think of the 60s, and now we're experiencing some upset and disruption that we thought may have been already taken care of by now, and it's something that we're going to work to try to make better for everybody. So now, just throwing back to the 60s, and unfortunately sentiments are still true, Mr. Sam Cooke.
Time that I thought I could love. A long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Sam Cooke, the great, great, late Sam Cooke, and again, not one of his more well-known tracks, perhaps, but one that led to many, many protest songs. And this song, from what I understand, was born out of an event where he was scheduled to play, and the producer of the event said, "We're not going to have anybody of black race playing here," and then that came the song. So we do have a few people we're hoping to call in to the station and talk to them. But one of the things that I joke about I was very lucky to meet some gentlemen that I've become very friendly with and spend time with here in the United States. They're from Canada. I met them through my daughter. Long story short, I took her to a concert. One of the dads was there. She was 15 and fangirling over this artist. We went to Lindsay, Ontario, and sat in the back of the room on the lunch counter, and there were 15 fangirls there. And I ended up becoming friendly with her friend's dad and then his friends, and we've gotten together to see basketball games in Syracuse and concerts. And I joke now, because, of course, the traffic, the number of people from Canada coming to the United States has dropped by 70%. And we've made it an annual event to go to Senior Day at Syracuse University for their men's basketball team. And just the week before, they said, "Joel, we just can't come." So I joke with them. I've started listening to bands like Tragically Hip that are very, very popular in Canada. And you know, joking around, saying if I ever move to Canada, I should probably know somebody more than Joni Mitchell and Neil Young and Gordon Lightfoot, more than Rush, more than the bands that have had worldwide popularity, and also learn some of the bands that are extremely popular in Canada. And our friend Dan sent me a link for this song, which is written by a man named Jim Cuddy. And Jim Cuddy is in a band called Blue Rodeo, also a band that's very well known in Canada. And it is called We Used to Be Friends.
Eating our lunch on TV trays, watching the sitcoms night and day. Dick Van Dyke, when you're sick in bed, he used to be the best of friends. Got sent home when Kennedy died. Watched TV when Nixon lied. Watergate, Chappaquiddick, moon landings. We used to be the best of friends. Oh, no, what went wrong? We used to be the singers in a two-part song. Guess all good things come to an end, but we used to be the best of friends. Listen to the boss sing Turnpike Blues. Sent you an anchor for your nightly news. Happy on the highway that never ends. You used to be the best of friends. Oh no, what went wrong? You used to be the singers in a two-part song. Guess all good things come to an end, but we used to be the best of friends. Yeah, we used to be the best of friends. Broke our hearts when the towers came down. Tears and blood pushed underground. Came down singing for the city to mend. You used to be the best of friends. Oh no, what went wrong? You used to be the singers in a two-part song. Guess all good things come to an end, but we used to be the best of friends. Lately there's been a storm on high. Things got bad and God knows why. Give us a call when the fever ends. You used to be the best of friends. Yeah, we used to be the best of friends. Oh, maybe we could be best friends again.
Let's hope. I'm just a part of
love everything. I stand on two legs and I learn to sing. It's not what was said and it's not what I heard. I walk with my dog and I whistle with the bird. Stuff coming out, stuff going in. I'm just a part of everything. Stuff coming out, stuff going in. I'm just a part of everything. So we think we rarely live apart, 'cause we got two legs, a brain and a heart. We all belong to everything. To the octopus suckers and the buzzard's wing. To the elephant's trunk and the buzzing bee sting. Stuff coming out, stuff going in. Just a part of everything. I'm just a part of everything.
We're live on WONY Oneonta with a number of people in the studio, and we've got a caller Marshall Corey. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm good. Joel, is that you?
Yes, we're live in the studio right now with Silas and Woody and Jenny O and Donna and Mars and Neil, Kim. Marshall's on the air. Do you want to come in?
Where's Ira Kalmus?
That was a good one, Marshall. That really worked.
I want to say one thing. I am a long-time listener, first-time caller. I'm listening. You sound great. You know, you were meant for radio. You have the look for radio. And, but you really sound great. Seriously.
Well,
it's great to hear you. I am so sad I'm not up there with you guys. I love Oneonta. I love the reunion weekend. I do have another question, though. Maybe you could expand on this. Where were you when John Lennon was shot?
Well, we might talk about that a little bit later, but I wasn't where I am right now. I can tell you that. I was in Oneonta.
You are.
Where were you?
Yeah.
Where were you? You were watching Monday Night Football, weren't you?
No, I was not. I was actually watching, I was listening to WONY-FM.
No kidding.
In my room at 49th Avenue, and I heard the golden voice of Joel Frank.
Yeah.
Announced that tragic event. So,
well, for the first time in 12 years, I'm feeling like I have a little bit of flexibility and I might actually talk about it again.
Good.
I know I've I overused it for the past 30 years or so, but I think I might pull that one out again and just talk. There may be some fresh listeners who weren't aware of the myth and and the story. But I can say I'm looking over at Mars right now, and they've reconfigured the studio. So now, instead of looking at the wall, you know, the person at the board is actually looking at the table, which is kind of nice. And I'm saying Marshall should be there. He should be playing with the board because you came in, and, you know, when you came in for that 50th anniversary show, and we went as a big group. You were all right in there with the, with the board and everything else, and missing you a lot. We're missing you a lot this year.
I'm missing everyone, and I'm missing the mac and cheese and the Brooks tonight.
You know what? They knew you weren't coming, and they didn't have the mac and cheese. They did have the artichoke dip, and the overcooked chicken fingers.
There you go.
Yeah.
Nice. It sounds like fun. Well, it's great hearing you. Hello to everyone. Enjoy Oneonta, beautiful city of hills. Have fun.
And we'll speak to you soon. Love you, buddy.
I love you.
Okay.
Play some rock and roll.
Okay. Well, you know what? Maybe you can talk a little bit about, because I have queued up a song called Metro by someone you know who was a roommate of mine in Oneonta. I have a CD of his. Can you talk a little bit about this artist?
Are you talking about Arnie Solomon?
I'm talking about the one, the only, yeah.
He's really like a master bluegrass player, mandolin. He trained with Bill Monroe, is that right?
Bill Monroe, yeah. Bill Monroe actually played his bar mitzvah.
He played his bar mitzvah.
It's the only bar mitzvah Bill Monroe ever played.
Probably, yeah. And just a great bluegrass player, and... I'm blanking on the name of his band that we used to go see.
The High Street Boys.
High Street Boys. And was there a ball called Silver something that we used to go see him at?
Silver Bullet? Was it the Silver Bullet?
Maybe.
I don't remember.
I found it one time. Anyway, he was such a great player, and he played with David Bromberg while we were there, and he's played with David Bromberg other times. And just a great guy. And great musician.
The song we have queued up from Arnie Solomon is Metro, and it's kind of cool because Arnie wrote this song when he traveled in Europe and was in the Metro. And in 1986, I traveled in Europe with Arnie, and he was busking, and he made a couple of dollars, but I thought it was kind of neat that he played Metro in the Metro when I was there. And that was a lot of fun. So, Marshall. Neil. Neil just came in. He wanted to say hello. Any words for Neil?
Hi, Uncle Marshall.
Neil, hello. Hello, Bobby.
Neil can't hear you because the studio is here. Hold on. Here.
Hey, Uncle Marshall. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Neil. How are you?
Good, kid. We miss you.
All right. I miss you. I miss everyone. So, enjoy. Enjoy listening to Arnie.
You still sound great on the air, even if it's through Joel.
All right. Have fun, everyone.
Marshall, great to have you back on the air next year in person. As we say every Passover, next year in Oneonta. Okay? And L'chaim. And we're going to listen to some Metro from Arnie Solomon. WONY. People coming and going and just having so much fun on this Saturday afternoon. And I'm thrilled to have on the phone from Deerfield Beach,
Ricky, you can wear the headphones
on. Joe Moss. Joe?
Good afternoon, Joel. How are you?
How am I? How are you, Joe?
I'm hanging.
Oh, no! He has to call back.
Joe, you have to call back.
No.
Mars hung up on you. Mars, in one of the rare events in Mars' life, he dropped a call. Joe, can you call back, please, if you're listening?
Apologies. Please call back. We had an error with the phone.
Oh, my gosh. Things were going so well, Mars.
Hopefully.
Somebody call?
Somebody call if not.
Joe, I hope you're still not talking.
No, I hope not. Well, there was two callers just now. There was Kevin and then Joe, so... I wanted to see if I could pick up Kevin's call, but I don't think we can do two at the same time then.
Nope. And Kevin keeps texting me like I can. Kevin, yes, call. Call now.
Yeah,
Kevin.
This is the time to call.
Kevin, call. This is it right now. We're ready for you.
Let's see.
Stop texting me. I can't read and broadcast at the same time.
Yeah. So if you're listening to the station, feel free to call 607-436-2711.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, you can pick up the phone.
WONY.
Hey, it's me. I think we got disconnected.
Okay, so we did get disconnected, and it sounds like you're not listening to the station.
I am, but the volume is down.
Oh, okay, now we got a second phone call. Text Kevin that we got another phone call. Okay, Joe, you're on the call now, and you're calling from Deerfield Beach. Are you? You're not a first-time caller, are you?
I'm not a first-time caller, no, a long-time listener.
So you saw that I had a very nice reunion with Jonathan Frisch, John Frisch?
Yes, sir.
He is very grateful for you hiring him at WZOZ.
It was one of the better things I did there, yes.
He seems to be very happy in his life right now. But he came in, did a show, and then he took off, and I don't know where he is right now. And, Kevin, I see you're lit up, but I can't have two calls on the air at the same time. Boy, is it busy here at WONY. Joe, anything special we want to reminisce about while you're on the phone? Or are you just calling in to say hi? Or it's always great to hear you, and it's even more wonderful to have you back on the air.
Well, thanks for having me. It's great to hear you. Thanks for holding down the fort and keeping the alumni tradition going on the airwaves there. I know there's a lot of alumni listening this weekend, and it's wonderful to remember all the great years that we all spent there at the great WONY.
Well, I'm really glad you called in. It's electric here. Mars, would you say the energy is quite electric here in the studio
definitely,
right now?
Definitely.
It's really fantastic. So, Joe, we're going to take this other call, and thank you so very much, okay?
Sure, man. Thank you, and enjoy the rest of your show. I'll be enjoying listening.
Okay, bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Hello, WONY. WONY.
Hey, Joel.
Kevin, there's a really terrible... Yeah. We have a really terrible connection.
Should I call back?
Yes, please call back. On 1-1, yes. Call right back.
Bye-bye.
This is a very exciting thing. Yeah, you know, we have a real phone. It has a cord. Just like back in the old days, and you push a button to pick a line, and it rings. It's almost like we're living in the 80s again, isn't it, Mars? Well, you weren't here in the 80s, were you?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, my
Hello,
gosh.
I'm putting you on air.
Hey, man, who is this?
Kevin! you have some kind of problem with your phone. We're getting...
I do?
Yeah. Oh, now it's better. So,
it's
Kevin...
Better. Okay.
Kevin, Morris, can you read what my hat says? Can you read what my hat says?
Let's see if the pronunciation is there. Is it Spanish?
Italian.
Al Gallano.
No, it's a name.
I don't know what it is.
Al Galadoro.
Al Galadoro. See, I can't even see the D. World's greatest saxophonist.
Yeah, that's the hat I'm wearing. And right now at the at the place where they're breaking ground for the Al Galadoro Memorial Band Shell, are, I don't even know, hundreds of people. in protest of what's going on in our country right now, just like there are all across the street. So this Al Golodoro spot is not just going to be wonderful for performances. It's going to be a hub for activity in our town. I say our town, Oneonta.
Absolutely.
So I just wanted to share that with you. And I wanted to thank you for all your work on your grandfather's behalf to make that happen. And I miss you so much, Kevin.
I miss you, too. It's so great that you're doing this. And it's funny that the electricity is even better, and we're hundreds of miles apart.
It's incredible. Are you doing anything special for your anniversary?
So my better half is sitting right next to me. We are, first of all, together. We haven't done this, right? I'm always up there for this weekend. So that's number one. And number two, you're going to laugh. We just put $200 worth of quarters that we've been saving. That's always a great feeling. What is that called? When you count your change and you get your money back. So we'll have a nice dinner on that. And so that's great. And we're just together with the dog.
Silas and I were thinking of climbing through one of the dorm windows just to remember what it was like 45 years ago.
You couldn't fit through a dorm window.
I couldn't fit through a dorm. But, you know, it would make me remember some of the events and escapades early days of Kevin and his lovely bride's relationship.
Yes, right across the street from you 45 years ago, I would routinely jump through the window in Hayes Hall. And look what it turned into. It's a 36, so it's been great.
Well, we wish you all the mazel tov in the world, the bona fortuna, and I don't know how to say it in Greek. I wish you all life's blessings, Kevin. Thank you for all your work. Enjoy your time with your bride. And we will be playing a little bit later the famous glissando that Grandpa Al played, but I wasn't able to get his version. But I think it's important that we highlight just how well known he was, and a particular piece of music that is associated with him. And even if it wasn't him playing, the mark he left on the lives and the music and the spirit of this town.
Well, thank you, Joel. Thank you. I do want to mention this. June 21st.
Sorry.
His birthday was June 20th. Mine's the 21st. We're going to have a ribbon-cutting celebration, full day of music on Main Street in Oneonta for the ribbon-cutting of the stage. That's how fast this is all happening. It started as a GoFundMe, and then the city and myself and my architect partnered. We've got the funds to do it. I mean, it's quite an undertaking, as you can see, because you're actually staying nearby, and it's going to happen. So please celebrate with us on June 21st as well. That would be fantastic.
Well, that might be a good reason for me to come back down. Plus, as I said, Kevin, missing you terribly, missing all the boys. Glad that my boy Silas is here, and we're real glad Mars is here, and we're real glad that, you know, the folks are here that are here, but it's not the same as it's been the last now 14 years or 12 years
with you
guys.
We're all here in spirit.
So thank you. Love you.
Thanks so
much. Have a wonderful, wonderful anniversary.
Don't forget to play my song, Joel.
Which song is that?
Don't forget to play my song.
Which song?
Play a little Lola Young, baby.
Oh, Lola Young. Okay, let me get it on the list. Thank you. All right, take care. Enjoy. And mazel tov again. Bye.
Take care.
Bye.
Mazel tov. Bye-bye.
Well, what a treat, Kevin. And during that call, we were getting another phone call of somebody coming in, but we weren't able to pick up. We're not able to pick up when we're on the air and there's somebody already on the call. So I hope you call back whoever it was. And just having a wonderful afternoon. Marshall hinted at an event that took place now 44 years ago, was it? And Mars, you remember an artist named John Lennon? From the Beatles?
I do, yeah.
You've heard of? Mm-hmm. You know, there are events that really defining events in a generation. We had the World Trade Center for the generation. It might have been right before yours. For your generation, what would you say the event is for your generation?
I'm not really sure. I can't recall. There's so many.
Pearl Harbor was an event for the generation before. The assassination of JFK. And I think for my generation, one of the defining moments was when John Lennon was killed.
Mm-hmm.
And we you know, we still live with that. And I was also thinking about it a little bit because it was 1978, Neil, perhaps you remember the news, when John Lennon and Yoko Ono bought some property. They bought a farm in Franklin, New York, which is less than 10 miles from here. And I remember it being a very exciting time because, gosh, wouldn't it be cool if John Lennon was walking down Main Street in Oneonta?
I know, but he got a lot of grief back then with the immigration.
Having a lot of grief, and they were looking for kind of an escape. And also, it was also a business opportunity because it was a real working cattle. We were a real working dairy farm. And after he was killed, and throughout their lives, they've used the property in Franklin, New York, as I understand, as a real retreat. And we know there haven't been very many public appearances of Yoko, and the only news that I've seen has been that Yoko has been going to her happy place, and that's where she's going to be ending her days.
Well, she's about 92 now.
She's in her 90s and frail and ill, and we're thinking about her. But before we go to that, we do have somebody on the phone, and we're going to go pick that up right now. W-O-N-Y. Hello? Oh, okay, well, we missed that call. So as our thoughts go out to Yoko, and we're thinking about that day 44 years ago when I was on the air and learned of the death of John Lennon.
I was watching the Monday Night Football.
As many other people were.
And it was the late, insanely great Howard Cosell that made that announcement, and no one believed it.
Yeah.
He thought, nah, this is a joke. This is Howard Cosell telling us this.
Mm-hmm. Ah. So we're going to play a song, and then we're going to have another guest who is on the radio and actually was instrumental in helping move the studio from Morris Hall to Alumni Hall and was here also when the studio was wired to play stereo for the first time. We're going to have that guest on. Morris can't contain his excitement. He's just so intrigued to be talking about that. I'm talking about Jeff Lewis. But before that, I want to play the song that I played, the first song that I played after I'd heard of the news of John Lennon's passing. And that is going to come up right now.
The monster's gone. darling Sean.
Well, as these things happen, sometimes the song you wanted to play first is the song you play afterwards. You don't play that song at all, and then you play another song. So the song that I did play the night that John Lennon died was In My Life, and folks know that song. It's a song to, it's hard to describe. It's just so beautiful. And this was the song that I played the first year that I came up after my darling Silas was born. And song Beautiful Boy, and is somebody who I'm thrilled to see who's in the studio. Jenny O said, my darling Silas, who's been coming here since he's five, is now a human. He's now a human being, as if he wasn't one before. But I'm so proud of this guy, and when I hear that song, I think of how lucky I am to have just a terrific son like I do. And Silas, anything you want to say?
All the fuzzies.
Yeah, I...
Thank your father.
Yeah, I would first like to say thank you for, you know, bringing me up here for a fifth of my life, I guess, would be a...
How about four-fifths?
Four-fifths. Well, math never was my strong suit, you know. So coming here longer than most students have been alive is...
yeah. When you told me that, I was like, whoa.
No, I'm totally... I've been coming here 20 years, you know. So I always email saying, put my graduation year on the sticker, but it never happens because I didn't go to school here. But as an honorary alum, I can say the energy is real, even though I didn't get to come here.
Well, and you're a fan favorite among alumni, Silas. You're in all the pictures.
I am a requested guest.
You're a requested guest, and we love having you. I love having you as part of my family. You're terrific. Anyway.
You're not much of a choice, though, right now, when you think about it.
Well, thanks for pointing that out.
Yeah, thanks, Neil. Thanks, appreciate it.
Yeah, way to go. We do have, and I appreciate, we do have Mr. Jeff Lewis on hold, and also we were thinking, Jeff, I was just saying it was your dad's birthday not too long ago, wasn't it? So thinking about him, unfortunately I never did get to meet him, but I understand he was a special guy, and we think about parents and children, like I'm thinking about Silas, and you think about your dad. I know there was a special relationship there, but what? He's on air? Yeah. And so, Jeff Lewis, you're hearing me, I hope?
I hear you fine.
Perfect.
Sounds great.
Perfect. Yeah. So, you know, thank you for being patient. You were so instrumental with Wony, especially during our years. We talked a little bit about it. Can you describe a little bit what the experience was like moving the stuff from Alumni Hall that winter between 78 and 79 and then turning stereo?
It was a lot of work. It was a lot of work. A lot of arguing. A lot of fighting for funds. Actually, that was probably the most difficult part. Working with the money people here at SUNY Oneonta. They were not 100% on board, and it took quite a bit of doing to get them there, and it worked. And there was a period of time when they thought that moving to stereo wasn't a big idea, you know, wasn't something that was necessary. Yeah, when chances are we probably would have been the only FM radio station in the entire country that wasn't in stereo. So we finally convinced them and got the money. And like I said, it was a lot of work. It took several months of planning and then actually doing the work over the course of that summer, which was a big event, you know, and it worked out very well.
Yeah, thank you.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, thank you very much for that. And I don't have it queued up because I didn't know, but I did want to play. Can you talk a little bit about how that first song you played in stereo, how that selection came to be?
It came to be because, before I even mention the name, because... during that summer, before all the students came back, including Wony members, we were obviously testing out the equipment. And the only way to test it properly was to choose a song that was truly instrumental in developing the stereo signal and, you know, testing it. So we chose this one because of that reason. We needed to show separation and make sure that the stereo generator was actually working properly, and it did. So the obvious choice for a song would have been something such as Moving in Stereo by the Cars, although that was a great song and would have fit in properly, it didn't show the stereo separation that we were looking for testing. So we chose, well, actually, I chose, there was only me and two other people that were deciding this at the time. We chose Carnival 9 by Emerson, Lake and Palmer.
Yeah.
And,
Yeah.
So we're actually in reminiscent, and that would have been in the spring of 1978, Jeff?
No.
In 1979?
Spring of 78 is when...
When we moved.
Actually, 78 is when I graduated. We moved in 70. The official move was February of 79.
February of 79. So that would have been when it was stereo, correct?
Yeah. When did you go stereo? Was it 79 when you moved, or was it afterwards?
79 is when...
We moved into the
movement. The move was made to Alumni Hall.
Correct.
And... 82, the summer of 82, it was when we went stereo.
Right, because I spent my entire senior year, 77, 78, getting the money approved and getting the contract and getting the contractors, getting the blueprints all done for the new station. And then the folks that came after me got the station built and we moved in 79. Then we started the reunion. Then we started the annual reunions of 80 of the following year.
Well, really full circle here.
Yeah, it's really wild, huh? But Jeff, you made us sound like a real radio station. So that's great.
Yeah. But you guys actually had the bigger move. You know, as far as space planning, equipment buying, you guys did a great job, you know, when that move to Alumni Hall. That station was gorgeous.
43 years, or what is it? 44 years? That's a nice run in one place.
I think so.
Yeah. So,
and then what happened was the actual upgrade to stereo after all the political stuff we had to go through, it was really just a question of getting the money. And everyone was for it, but they had to find the money. And when they did, Ira Kalmus, who was chief engineer, and I don't know if he was operations manager. In fact, I don't even know if he was still a student at that point.
He was there when I was here, so he was probably gone, but he was probably alone. He was your chief engineer. He took over after Tim Braddock left.
But I remember during that summer, me along with Ira and Gene Falk and a couple of other people who were kind of, you know, jumping in every once in a while to help. We worked diligently on getting that that conversion over to stereo, and once the equipment was in, it was simple. Ira had a very distinct plan that he followed. He was very particular about how things were done, made it nice and neat and clean, and the testing went on forever because that's just the way he is, and did a great job. And it was, you know, remember, we were all students, so it's not like we had a lot of experience in doing this stuff. All things considered, great move, and we were then up to speed with the rest of the world in radio land. enjoyed every minute of it. I learned a lot, you know, just from that experience in a number of different ways. So
you still have a great set of pipes for the radio, man, I have to tell you.
You do. You sound terrific.
You sound terrific.
It's all that smoking, I think.
I worked in radio for quite some time, you know, afterwards. And I got to tell you, it's you miss it quite a bit. Even just listening to it now, it's changed so dramatically. And some say for the good, some say for the bad. I just say it changed. And, you know, you got to roll with those changes. But I will tell you that what I've been listening to since I chime in every once in a while. Not to talk, but just to listen, really, to the station during the school year and so forth. And guys sound great. You know, do a great job there. And, you know, it's, like I said, it's changed a lot, not just the content and the music and all that, but even the approach, how people you know, what they discuss, current events, if any. A lot of music, less breaks than I guess you would be accustomed to listening to, and more music. And that's the benefit of working in college radio. You know, you kind of do what you want to do.
Yeah.
And something we all miss.
How about the cigarettes? Are you missing those?
Cigarettes haven't been part of my life since 1982, I guess.
I just remember sitting at the Oak with Bill. Well, I don't remember his last name. Just smoking.
Bill Dixon.
Bill Dixon. Cigarette after cigarette. Was that his real name, Bill Dixon?
That was his real name, yeah.
No kidding. Okay, smoking cigarette after cigarette. It was like, you know, well, back in the day, that was, I think, a prerequisite, and I think gave a lot of people really wonderful voice for radio and lung cancer. So, but I work with a psychiatrist who is from Bosnia and left because of the war, and he would go out. He changed. He was a surgeon, and then he became a psychiatrist because he didn't want to deal with blood. And he would say, you know, people who smoke cigarettes, men who smoke cigarettes, have zero incidence of ovarian cancer. So he used to smoke cigarettes and then say he smoked them so he wouldn't get ovarian
cancer.
That's
really funny.
It was funny.
Dixon used to plant these things that we called statues all over the board, and you know
the cigarette butt standing up half burnt down or something.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was, because I don't think he understood that there were such things as ashtrays, you know, and he used to flick cigarette ashes all over the place, and then when it'd get down to just above the filter that he had on his cigarettes, he would just plant them up vertically on, you know, the table or wherever he was and leave them there.
And the funny part is when we were in college, if they were home-rolled cigarettes, they may be a slightly different content. When we found those, they were called roaches, and we were very happy if there were any of those around. So,
yeah, you couldn't make statues out of them. They wouldn't stand.
No, they wouldn't stand up.
No, it was a particular skill that he had.
That's fun.
Well, I hope all is well for you, and you've been able to find the appropriate New York-style food where you now are in the Carolinas. The weather's good. Your kids are great. I love hearing the updates about them, and just wishing you all the best, Jeff. It's always great to connect, and hope we see you sometime in the not-too-distant future.
I'll be there next year, all things going well. And thanks. Appreciate the time, Joel. Enjoy the rest of your show. Well, you're almost done, aren't you?
Well, you know what? There's a free hour. And we're told that
we're gonna let him on.
If there's nobody here, we can continue. And I know that there is a somebody who dropped in who would love to share some airtime. I know I have a few things that I could keep going with. And our student is happy to be here as long as we want to be here. We have somebody coming in at 5 o'clock. So looks like we're going to be on the air in some form for the next hour or so. So that's going to be fun. I was thinking of redoing Concert Calendar. If you remember, that was a thing that I did. And there were two songs that I used as a background. I want to do the one with Pat Metheny, but I had changed it, I think, to a Spyro Gyrus song sometime along the way.
You did. Definitely did.
Yes.
And I'm going to go listen to you some more. I'll head back. Me, Opie, Andy, and Aunt Bea are going to have a great time.
That's terrific.
You know, just listen to Joel on the radio. Enjoy.
Jeff, great talking to you. And now what we're going to do is listen to the glissando from George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. Although this is not the world's greatest clarinetist, Al Golodoro, it is the piece that he's probably most well known for, as it was his recording from the movie that it was in, not from the original version, the orchestra version, but it was the film that he actually did it. He played with all kinds of people, and of course, this is Kevin Wood's grandfather, who taught at Hartwick, and then was here. He was a music professor and played in all kinds of bands, and is well loved. And soon there will be a bandstand this summer, as Kevin was saying, downtown. And this is the glissando, just the glissando, because Rhapsody in Blue is quite a long track. But this is the famous piece that he is pretty well known for. And this is not Al Galadoro, but it is that piece. It's Morris. Thanks, Jeff. See you soon.
Got it.
Rhapsody in Blue, most difficult solo we have in the repertoire, but the most beautiful. So I suggest all the students, all the people, how can study, how can play this one? I suggest my way. This is my way. Eddie Daniel has also the same. Keep the mouthpiece and the barrel, of course the reed, and go down with the pitch. As much you can. Move the jaw and move the lip and go down. As much you can.
By the National Ski Patrol, which encourages you to be snow smart and play it safe. Learn more at nsp.org.